Ken Dodd Show. And here he comes to address the strike meeting full of fortitude, facts, and tips for fellow factory folk. Shouting and shocking the shameful shirkers on the shunting shed shift, everybody's shop steward, Big Brother Ken Dodd.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, brothers. Thank you. Listen, brothers, place your trust in me, brothers. Listen, brothers, I put it to the management, and they put it to me, and now I'm going to put it to you, and you can put it where you like.
What about the mandates, brother?
They're 2 and 3 a box, so I didn't bother, brother. Listen, brothers.
What about the pay increases?
I got it, brothers, I got it. I've got it, brothers. You haven't. You all gone short time. Happy birthday. Happy bye, brothers. Happy bye. Ah, well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Shows you're on my side. Still, it's like Shakespeare said. There is a tide in the affairs of men, which, taken at the flood, leads to unto fortune. So, to the love of you. Here is a very unusual recording of the band of the Grenadier Guards just coming to the end of a tour of the Isle of Man. By Jove. What a beautiful day for donning a stout pair of boots, packing a picnic lunch, and climbing into bed. Look at the Admiralty, and there's the head of the Admiralty just arriving in his car.
Oh, I can't find the sailor man. Oh, I can't find the sailor man.
The money it must be costing the nation to stockpile tins of spinach.
Hiya, Doddy. Hiya, Diddley.
Good gracious me. It's a little Diddy man and a little Diddy Irishman. Right, you both look very smart. Where are you off to?
We've got a date, me boyo. We've got a date. And then a couple of darlings.
A couple of darlings, are they? And where are you going to take these two little Diddy ladies to?
Sure, we'll take them for a drink. We'll take them for a drink, and we'll give them a drop of the smart stuff.
Here comes a couple of little Diddy ladies now. One of them's got blonde hair, blue eyes, and a lovely pink and white frock on. But the other one's a real beatnik. Long, scraggy hair and big black boots.
Very pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Hiya, Daddy-o. Who's this crazy Irishman? I could go for you like crazy.
I'll be off with you now, woman. Let go of me. Let go of me, or I'll marmalize you. Happy bye, Daddy.
Happy bye, Diddy people. Happy bye. Is it? It couldn't be. It isn't. It is.
My name is Wee Johnny Laurie, much loved and respected Scottish actor, all the way from Invercockyleaky.
Can you do animal impressions like Percy?
Of course I can. Listen to this. Stand well back.
Right.
Cock-a-doodle quack. Moo, moo, meh, woof. Meow, bah, boo-boo.
I think you are, too. Here, John, do you get much wildlife up in Invercockyleaky?
Indeed, yes. We, the inhabitants of Invercockyleaky, appreciate wildlife. We're rather fond of the occasional orchid. I go out every day looking for a lark in the meadow and, if I'm fortunate, perhaps a grapple in the glen.
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that of all the British birds, the heron has the largest bill for fish? Last week it came to £6.14.
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that if Scottish actor John Laurie eats too much porridge, he breaks out in tartan pimples?
Well, what do you know?
Excuse me, boys, all this knowledge is too much for me. I can think of a much pleasanter way of passing the time. Listening to our very welcome guest for this week, the McGill Five.
See my heart, baby, set me free. See my heart, I know you don't care about me. You got me sewed up like a pillowcase, so how come you let my love go to waste? So won't you see my heart, baby, set me free. Won't you see my heart, well, baby, let me go. See my heart, I know you don't love me no more. Somebody tell me that you're not at home. So, I'm my heart, set
heart they set me free.
Do-it-yourself maniacs. This is your old do-it-yourself chum, Andy Mann. Now, I'll not give you just a minute. I just want to put the rest of this pest exterminator on the wife's salad. Lovely, she'll sleep tonight. Now, you don't need me to tell you that there's a lot of hard work to be done in the garden, so cheerio. By Jove. By Jove, Jove. Me compost heap's going great guns. Phew. The man in the house next door has asked me to move it further down the garden. All the papers peeled off the wall in his living room. Those earwigs are becoming a blooming nuisance. I must get a pair of bicycle clips. Now, for this week's little job, and it's burning garden refuse. Oh, no, sorry, it's refuse, isn't it? Burning garden refuse. The main thing to remember here is to make a nice, tight sack like I've done. Just put a match to it, and away she goes, there she goes. Now, as you can see, I've used the utmost caution. I've built my fire in such a way that the wind blows it away from the fencing, and, oh dear, enemy. The house is burning down. I've set fire in the flipping house. Here, I'll show you how to dial 999. First of all, you belong to me. Same every time I went to a party. Nobody would dance with me, and I could hear all the girls sniggering behind my back. I could never understand why until a friend whispered to me,
B-O-T.
Pardon?
B-O-T.
What's that?
Big hole in trousers.
Hello, Mrs. Taylor.
Hello, Mr. Freedod, come in.
Thank you. Mrs. Taylor, did you try your family wash in Dotto containing 007, the secret agent?
I used it on my husband's things first. He was quite amazed with the result.
Good, and where is he now?
He's just left for work wearing one of my old blouses and a barrel.
I like a man who likes me enough to buy...
Surely I've got the wrong script, Doddy.
I'm sure you have.
What is a brother? If he's an elder brother, he's the one who protects you during your school days. If he sees you being knocked about, he says to the big bully,
"Leave my brother alone, or I'll wrestle you on the ground, Gladys Parker."
A good brother shares everything with you. When an elder brother reaches manhood, father takes him into the front room to explain the ways of the world to him. And from behind closed doors, you hear father saying, "Go on, I never knew that." As the years go by and you go your separate ways, your brother still keeps in touch with you. He often calls on you for a talk about the good old days and a borrow of £5. If he's married and has children, he visits you on a Sunday afternoon and he says, "What a beautiful house you would have had if I hadn't brought the 6 kids with me." But there comes a time in every brother's life when he begins to tire, and that's when your brother needs Doddy's Rejuvenating Jollop for Men. After only one bottle of Doddy's Rejuvenating Jollop, these two middle-aged Lincolnshire brothers said...
Sisters, sisters, they were never such devoted sisters.
He's a magnificent regimental sergeant major.
A credit to the regiment.
It's amazing when you realize he's been out on maneuvers every night this week.
It speaks volumes for his stamina.
The whole family's the same.
Really?
Yes. His grandfather's an old contemptible.
He's heading in the same direction, to be honest with you.
His father was a color sergeant.
Yeah.
He married a Nafri woman.
Foreigner?
I think so. His brother's in a mess at Catterick.
What sort of people are they at all?
He's going out east next week for, you know...
Is he the swine? I can't stand here and watch him after what you've just told me. I must leave.
I'll come with you, Margot.
In the Egyptology room of the British Museum, two very learned and eminent archaeologists are discussing the disappearance of a priceless relic.
Where's me shirt? Where's your what? Where's me shirt? Can't find my shirt anywhere.
I don't know. I haven't seen your shirt.
But it's a lovely shirt. It's got a collar and two cuffs.
Has it got a tail?
Don't be personal. Where's me shirt? My shirt's short.
You had a look behind that mummy in the corner.
Don't talk so stupid.
I'm not talking stupid.
I haven't nothing to say about it. Mummies don't wear shirts. Mummies wear frocks and pinnies. Oh, I see what you mean.
Have a look, then.
I will. No, there's no sign of a shirt here. Are you going to help me look for my shirt?
No, I'm busy trying to read this ancient parchment. It's got ancient writing on it.
Let me see. That's not ancient writing. That's a laundry mark. That's my shirt. Hey, give me my shirt.
And next, a quick thank you to the bakers of Great Britain.
I am a jolly baker with a white hat on my head. I work and toil throughout the night so you can have fresh bread.
I am the baker's right hand man. I think you ought to know. I only do this flipping job because I need the dough.
Hey! The baker is a worthwhile trade, one of the thirsty jobs.
You wouldn't think so if you saw what he puts in the custard cups.
Hey!
In Britain, it's 12 o'clock.
In Naughty Ashes, Pancake Tuesday.
And in Denver, Crocketiggy, it's yesterday afternoon.
Which means that once again, it's time for three-way family favorites. And this is Judith Chalmers in London calling my good friend Ken Dodd in Naughty Ash. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Judith.
Hello, Ken. And hello, John Murray in Invercockyleaky.
Ah, my body be lucky.
Hello, Judith.
Oh, hello, Ken.
Can you hear me all right, Judith?
Yes, Ken, I can
hear
you.
Is the meeting in the oven, Judith?
What's it like in Naughty Ash this morning, Ken?
It's really Judith, beautiful. No, it's lovely weather, Judith.
Good way. It's quite nice here in London this morning, although we had a filthy night last night.
What were you up to, Judith? We'll have less of that.
It's terrible foggy here in Invercockyleaky. I haven't seen my kelp for a week.
Let's start, shall we? Ken, have you got a record?
Yes, thank you, Judith. What's the weather like where you are, Judith?
Never mind, because this is a wonderful opportunity for me to play one of my favorite records. Ken Dodd singing Pianissimo.
I hear the music play, so soft and low. It speaks to me of love, pianissimo. The voice I know to whisper words of love, pianissimo. The gentleness of you
your tender touch. How sweet your kisses do, they mean so much. And while I hear you say, I love you so, let the music play, pianissimo. The gentleness of you, your tender touch, how sweet your kisses too, they mean so much. And while I hear you say, I love you so, oh, let the music play, pianissimo.
Any sympathy to spare, this next collection of gentlemen could use it. They need a lot of sympathy and understanding because they're the world's worst. They just can't do anything right. Like our first subject, who just happens to be the world's worst weightlifter.
And it's Kay Dodd of the Knotty Ash Sports Club who is about to lift 780 pounds.
We stay on sport and listen to Raymond Doddington, the worst commentator ever to cover a snooker championship.
And I think Joe is going to try and put this one into the middle pocket. Now, he'll have to hit this ball really hard.
And now let's watch as the world's worst ballet dancer, Nadia Dodina, dances Swan Lake. Into the surgery of Dr. Dodderer, the worst ever doctor.
Well, now, I have arranged for you to enter Greenacres Maternity Hospital next Thursday. Now, do you feel any happier now?
Not really, Doctor.
And Mr. Dodpiece, the world's worst vicar, is officiating at yet another ceremony.
Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? Oh, it's a kissing, isn't it? Oh, my dear, oh, dear.
And now for a wonderful example of human endurance and self-reliance, as shown by the worst castaway ever to find himself on a desert island.
I am the worst castaway. My name is Robinson Dodso, and a nicer fellow you couldn't wish to meet. Let me tell you about my adventure. It all began in the year 1653, on Lady Day. It must have been Lady Day, because I had my new frock on. I set sail from Bristol aboard the good ship, the Queen of Bootle. I was the ship's cook on that trip, and I can remember the very first night at sea. I remember it very well, because it got very windy around the archipelagos. So, I took a mug of hot cocoa up to the man at the wheel, old Ned, 85 years a sailor, and still at it. Hot cocoa, Ned!
Lovely, lovely.
Watch out for those rocks up ahead, Ned.
I know these rocks like the back of.
Help! I was hurled into the sea. I was tossed about like a cork. I was just going down. I was just going down for the third time when I managed to grab hold of a carpenter's chest.
Now!
I thought the end had come because my past life flashed before me. It was disgusting. I must have passed out because when I woke up, I was unconscious. No. I was lying on warm golden sand. I looked around me. It was an island paradise, fringed with palm trees, gently swaying in a warm breeze. I was walking along the sand when I was amazed to see the footprints of feet. Great, huge footprints that disappeared into the jungle. I followed them. And there, to my amazement, in a clearing, stood a great, big, dark-skinned man with fuzzy-wuzzy hair and a bone stuck through it. He was completely unclothed.
Great isles full of castaways. Who are you?
I'm Robinson Dodso. And who are you?
Me? I haven't got a name. I'm just a great, hairy savage running wild with no clothes on. It's most delightful.
Oh, but it is. Well, look, you can't go around. I'll have to give you a name, won't I? I can't just call you Thingy. Let me see now. What day is it? Friday. That's it. I'll be original. I'll call you Man Friday. The sight of this savage running around with no clothes on was too much for my civilized eyes, so I gave him a pair of armbands to put on. And the days passed into weeks, and I kept thinking about my dear wife and our 10 little children. I decided to make an effort to try and leave the island, and using only my penknife, I managed to make a tree trunk out of a hollowed-out canoe.
That's not right, is it?
No, I can't quite make that out. I'll tell you what we can do.
What?
We can make a shelter. We can make a shelter for ourselves. We can follow the instructions in this book that I've brought with me. It's called Fanny Hill.
What sort of a shelter can we build out of a book like that?
A rude hut. And so I set to work building a first-class shelter. As I worked away, Man Friday sat on the sand singing his native songs.
Knick-knocky, knick-knock, knicky-knocky, do.
Well,
knicky-knocky, knick-knock,
well, anyway, there we are. It's finished. Come inside, Friday. Come inside and have a shifty at my chateau.
No, I'd rather sleep in my tree.
Oh, go on, come inside. You'll like it when you've been inside.
Oh, very well.
Come on, then. I've never slept up a tree before. Oh, I'm fed up being on this. Here, Friday, wake up. Come on, wake up. Here, how long have I been here now? What day is it today?
Just a minute. I'll climb up this date tree. July the
14th. July the 14th, is it? Is it really? July the 14th, our wedding anniversary.
Darling, and you haven't kissed me.
Not you. Here, anyway, you're not really a savage at all, are you?
Quite true. I sought peace on this island after a great personal tragedy.
Ah.
My wife ran off with a milkman.
I'm very sorry to hear that. What did you do?
At the cocoa.
Well, I'm not staying here much longer. I feel a proper onion. I do. I'm determined to build a boat and sail back home. I found a tool chest washed up on the shore from the wreck. And after 6 weeks of hard work, well, I've got it open. I worked until at last I'd built a boat.
You're going then?
I am going. Why don't you come with me, Friday?
No, thanks all the same. I have all I need here. Enough food to keep body and soul together. The warm sun on my tired old back. And the 12 dusky-eyed, shapely, supple-limbed young maidens on the other side of the island. But you have your wife and 10 children waiting for you. And now you have a boat.
Yes, now I have a... Here, how many dusky-eyed, shapely, supple-limbed maidens did you say?
12.
12, eh? I see. Well, here, pass me that big hammer, will you? Let's smash this flipping boat up. Knick-knock, knick-knock, knicky-knacky. Well, happy bye, everybody.
Of the wonderful world of the Brothers Grimm. And still grinning as they hand in their tickling six until next week are John Lorry, Patricia Hayes, Wally Heaton, Percy Edwards, the McGill Five, and Judith Chalmers. With Dodd's Diddy Orchestra, leader Julian Guyard, conductor Malcolm Lockyer. The script was written by Eddie Braben and Ken Dodd, and the show, which was recorded, was produced by Bill Wesley.